egotistical woman. And this man is too beta male to call, make her do the right thing.
Okay, you just heard Christian radio host Jesse Lee Peterson's point of view. You just heard him there. He feels very strongly that educated women don't make for good wives and mothers. And he joins us tonight on The Daily Drum, along with Dr. Michelle Day, who is an MD, chief radiologist at two hospitals in Baltimore, Union Memorial and Good Samaritan. She believes women with degrees can make good partners. And in her case, she has obviously more than one degree. Also with us here in the studio, Sharice Jackson Jordan, who is a former Real Housewife of Potomac cast member, who says women can do whatever they want quite well. And of course, we invite you, our listeners, to join in the conversation. Call us right now. Here's the number to call, 202-432-9437. That's 202-432-9437. I want to welcome all of you to the program tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And ladies, thank you for joining us in the studio. Reverend, I want to ask you, start off with you, because you spoke on your radio show about this. You basically went after a congressman, Representative Sean Duffy, who announced that he would resign to spend more time to take care of his family. His wife is expecting their ninth baby. His wife is Rachel Campos Duffy, who has a career, big career. Their child is expected to need a lot of medical treatment. Now, you call him a beta male. What do you mean by this?
Absolutely. Well, a beta male is a weak man. It's a man who, once he gets married to a woman, he becomes the son and she becomes the mother. And he is afraid to be honest with his wife or woman or girlfriend, whatever it might be, where he is, as his congressman announced that he's doing, it sounds as though he's going to stay home and play wife and mother while his wife is still working. So he's a very weak man, and women hate weak men. So it's not going to be good for the woman nor his family.
Now, your statements touch off a lot of comments, critical comments of your statements about men not marrying women with degrees. What in the world is the problem with that?
A man should never, ever marry a woman with a degree, because women have big egos anyway, and they're jealous of men. They're jealous of masculinity, because masculinity comes from God, and feminism comes from Satan, right? And so Satan is jealous of the son of God, so he uses women to try to destroy men. They don't realize, in most cases, they don't realize.
Okay, let me bring in my other guest. Let me bring in my other guest. 202-432-9437. That's the number to call and give your opinion. 202-432-9437. Dr. Day, Sharice, what do you want to say?
I'm actually stunned right now with the comments that this gentleman has made. I'm a single mother, by the way, but hypothetically speaking,
were a stay-at-home mom when your children were young. Your kids are young adults now.
Exactly. And that was by choice. My husband had a career which took him from West Coast, East Coast, right, and things of that nature. And he could afford for me to stay home, even though, you know, I went to college for a career. I didn't go to college just to have a good time.
Yeah,
I
consider yourself
to
an
have
educated
a career.
Woman.
Right. So I actually gave up my career to be home with my children, which I actually don't regret it. It was a good situation for my children. However, this day that I'm living in right now, where I'm divorced, so what am I supposed to do now? Like, not
well,
do
the
nothing?
Reason you're divorced because it's your ego, your education only added to your ego.
Sir, I wasn't working. I did exactly what you said.
Because the man had not overcome his mother, he didn't know how to handle the hell in you.
Okay, Reverend Peterson, we're all going to respect each other on
this program.
Well, I'm not being disrespectful.
You are being disrespectful.
How am I being disrespectful? I'm just telling the truth.
How are you telling the truth? I don't even know who you are, so how could you know the truth about me?
Okay, Dr. Day, jump in here.
I'm just going by what you said about your staff, and I'm responding to
Reverend
that.
Reverend Peterson, Let me have my other guest speak, please. Dr. Day?
So, interestingly, I was married to a man who, and we went to college together. We also went to medical school together. And it ended up being that I was not the type of wife that he ultimately wanted. He wanted someone that was, who would stay at home and didn't have as many career ambitions than I did. So then we parted. So there's a lid for every pot. And now I've remarried to someone who appreciates the fact, he appreciates me and myself, and he is not bothered by the number of degrees I've had or the leadership positions that I hold. It does not take away from me being a loving wife and a mother. It's just another dimension of myself and my personality.
Let me bring in our listeners, 202-432-9487, 202-432-WHUR. We have Sean, who has called in from D.C. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Sean. Can you hear me? Sean? We are having some technical problems I want to mention again, so bear with us here on the program. I want to go to one of the points that you make, Reverend Peterson.
Okay.
You say women are selfish, egotistical women, and the congressman who is leaving to go take care of his wife and his unborn baby who will be sick is beta male. This is an opinion that sounds so prehistoric to me. I have been married 18 years. I have two children with my husband. We both share in the responsibilities of the care of our children. And I think Charisse will speak to many friends that you have who have done the same thing. This just doesn't sound like real life today kind of stuff coming out of your mouth.
Well, you can check out my radio show, JLPTalk.com, JLPTalk.com, and you'll hear stories from around the world. Those relationships are not working because it is not the order of God. The order of God is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. Women don't have love, but they receive love from their earthly fathers when they're growing up, unless their mothers turn them away from their fathers. Then when they get married, they receive the love from the father that comes from God, I mean from their husband that comes from God. And if that order is not there, it has been reversed, then the so-called love that the women think they have is nothing but anger and hate. And if you notice, that's why the boys and girls grow up insecure, suicidal thoughts, doubt and fear and worry, because the mother does not have love.
I have no idea.
Anger, and anger is hatred.
I have no idea where any of this is coming from. It doesn't make any kind of sense to me. I can't even grasp hold to what you're saying.
And it's not
Dr.
in the Bible. It's not in the Bible.
It is in the Bible. Read Genesis. It's in the Bible.
I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm going to really try to respect everything that you're saying. I wasn't working. I totally gave myself to my family 100%. My husband didn't have to do anything. I took care of every aspect of my household. I took care of him. I took care of my children. Everything was great. And then one day, he decided he wanted something else, which had nothing to do with everything that I was doing in my home. So contrary to what you're saying, as I was trying to ask you earlier, if I'm doing everything that you're saying a woman is supposed to do, which I think I did, what is your answer to what I'm supposed to do now as a woman who needs to take care of myself? Just sit and wait for somebody else to come along?
We don't have we don't have Reverend Peterson with us anymore. Okay, so let's just talk about this conversation. Quite striking to hear that in this day and age, this is the belief of a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people believe that men should marry women who don't have education so that they can be subservient at home.
Right.
You wouldn't say that you were subservient
no,
at home.
And I think people put the word subservient a little out of context. I personally, I'm the type of person, I love taking care of my loved ones, period, whether it's my husband or my children. So I don't mind taking care of my home. I did everything that I was supposed to do in terms of making sure that my family was good, you know, but at the same time, in life, I mean, people change, your feelings change. There's a lot of things that come into play as to why a relationship doesn't work. The stuff that he's talking about is crazy, but I'm in total disagreement that a woman should only have an ambition to be taking care of a man.
Absolutely. And calling women beings who come from Satan is just out of the realm of normal. And I'm just going to make that statement right here and right now. And we're not going to have that kind of language on our air here. Dr. Day, do you think that educated women turn men off? I mean, that is a legitimate question that we can talk about.
I think that educated women... I think it's challenging dating.
Challenging dating, period.
Yeah. It's challenging dating, period. And some men do have a bit of a problem with the dynamic. So I encountered some men who did have a problem with the dynamic.
Were they educated men?
They were. I typically would be a little more educated. So then there's that imbalance. But it took some time, but I found someone that is able to, who gets me, irrespective of the education or not. And the education, I mean, and I don't know who are these, I mean, I don't typically wear my education on my sleeve, so I'm just me. And so when you get to talk to me a little bit more, you may find out, but it's not something that I lead with because it's something that I do, and it's not who I am. It's a way that I've been able to take care of myself and my son for. He's 17 now, so probably about 15 years, because I got divorced when he was really young.
All right. 202-432-WHUR, the number to call, 202-432-9437. I want to go to Deanne, who is on the line with us. Deanne?
Yes.
Hi. What do you want to say?
I just think that his comments were way out of the box. And, you know, for a pastor to preach that to his congregation or to us, that is just, like, insane. Does he know that mental health is a real disease? He needs to get checked out.
Yeah, those were very harsh comments coming from that Christian radio talk show host who is no longer on the program with us this evening. But the conversation about this topic continues, and it should continue. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Deanne, for calling in this evening. I want to go back to you, Charisse, because I want to ask you about the reception you got from your friends, from people in the community, when you said, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm home. I'm managing my house. I'm raising my children. How did people view you?
Well, you know what I did do, though? I switched up a little bit where I got really involved in the community. So I turned the community into my job. So, you know, I was doing a lot of organizations, fundraising and things of that nature. So it was really working without a paycheck, but it was a lot of work involved with it. I live in a community where a lot of the women actually don't work. Mm-hmm. So it was just like commonplace in the sense that people weren't working. But I do think that oftentimes people do kind of have this thought process of you when you don't work.
Right.
You know, especially say if you're going into a situation with professionals. It's like, oh, okay, you know. But I used to be, like,
Did you feel judged by women who were in the working world, who were actually working at a job or in the corporate world because you were home? You were a stay-at-home mom?
I personally know.
Okay.
Only because I was very involved and I was doing things. I am a degreed person, so I never felt insecure within myself. So I personally would say no, but I could see how someone might.
Right. 202-432-9437. I want to bring on Renee calling in from the district. Renee, you say you understand the Christian radio host's point of view. What do you mean by that?
I'm saying that not so intently how you're saying it. I'm saying I understand what he's trying to say.
Okay, which is what?
Which is basically women are nurturers and men are providers.
Mm-hmm.
And that does go back to time when men were more faithful to their wives. But, and, you know, in wanting to be that provider. But besides all of that, I don't disagree with him totally as far as that aspect goes. It's hard to be everything and do everything well. But like the other...
I would agree with Renee on that point. Renee, thank you so much for calling in. There was a point in time where I had the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom to my very young children, to my newborns who were preemies, and I was able to stay home with them. I breastfed for a very long time. People looked at me like I was crazy.
That was me.
Yeah, you know. And I loved every single minute of it. And then I got back into the working world when I felt it was time for me and my family to go in that direction. And there was an impact on my career as a result, so I had to build it back up. But being home with your kids, I don't think any of us would say that that's a bad thing. But the point of view of saying educated women do not make good wives and good mothers, that I strongly disagree with.
I do too.
Agreed. It's more challenging, definitely, balancing the family and the profession. And I have outsourced a lot of things in order to maintain my sanity and to maintain our household. But I don't think it's taken away from the relationship that I've had, you know, with my son and making sure that he's gotten everything that he needs in order to become to support the young man that he's becoming. It's been different. I've had a different experience than some of my other friends who haven't worked full-time and have done the amount of leadership roles that I've performed, but it takes a village. It really does. So I've used a lot of village in order to raise my son.
I want to touch on that work-life balance thing because that is a real issue with women who work and are raising children and are managing homes, women who are married. It is tough to balance life in general, and those things, as you point out, Dr. Day, are a challenge for so many women. I hear it all the time at the job. And so that struggle continues internally amongst women. But to have the lashing that we just experienced was particularly insulting to women who really have raised children to be excellent human beings and productive members of society. Sharice, you want to chime in?
Yeah, 100%. I think with anything, you need balance. You know, I could have worked. I would have loved to maintain working in the workplace the way that I was. Unfortunately, my ex-husband's career moved us from place to place, so it was just hard for that.
It was better for you to be
exactly
in the house.
And then particularly with my kids being moved from different places, sometimes just their own sanity, keeping them stable. So it's different. Each situation is different.
There's no
one way for everybody.
Absolutely.
Everyone's situation is different.
All right. Our conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. You will be able to hear the program, the entire conversation, and call us at 202-432. You will be able to hear the program and give us a call at 202-432-9437 for our WHUR listeners. It is time for the original Quiet Storm. Let me give you the phone number that you will be able to call on Sirius. That is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Day and Sharice Jackson-Jordan here. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Alec Green, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment on the Daily Drum. Our topic this evening, it's already got you talking on social media, when a Christian radio host said a man should not marry an educated woman. And those comments came from a radio host, Jesse Lee Peterson. We heard from him earlier in the hour. He is now gone from the program, but our other guests are here, and they have a lot to say. Dr. Michelle Day, who is an MD, chief radiologist out of Baltimore, who believes that women with degrees can make good partners. Also here with us this evening, Sharice Jackson-Jordan, former Real Housewives of Potomac cast member, who says women can do whatever they want quite well. And she was a stay-at-home mom, raised her children, and she says she did it, and she had a degree. So, ladies, thanks again for being with us on Sirius XM Channel 141 as this conversation continues. How do you feel when you hear in 2020 those kinds of thought processes coming out of a man's mouth in this day and age, when women are doing so many great things in the academic world, professionally, and also raising their children still? Dr. Day?
It seems very antiquated. It seems that he, and everyone has an opinion about it. In my opinion, most of my circle is comprised of educated women who take care of their families very well and are able to make that balance. In this day and age, we live in a society where the cost of living has increased. And for the people that are, have the opportunity to stay at home and not have to work is wonderful. But there are a lot of people that actually do have to work, and having the educational background in order to get the better paying, you know, positions is what women need to do to take care of themselves in addition to their family. My dad died when I was younger, and my mother's a physician as well, and I didn't notice a change in, at all. And so she had that education that allowed her to raise her family in spite of a family tragedy. And that is what actually spurred me to further my education, because I never wanted to get caught out, if you will, or blindsided by that. And subsequently, I had gotten married, then I had gotten divorced, and I was well able to take care of myself and my son.
The number to call to join the conversation, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Charisse, you know, you were a stay-at-home mom, but there are a lot of men who choose to stay home. They choose to stay home, and their wives choose to work. So that's not an uncommon phenomenon out there.
Not in this day and age. It's definitely not uncommon. You know, just the mindset of that. When you think about our ancestors who fought for where we are today, it's disappointing that someone like him, I'm assuming he's educated, would even make such comments. I mean, our women have fought to get us to where we are. And to put us, label us as like these people who are supposed to be in the household just taking care of the man and the family, that's ludicrous.
Obviously, those comments from that Christian radio host are very, very, very extreme. But in the regular dating world, there are men who say that educated African-American women are difficult today.
I think they're insecure.
You think the men are insecure?
I do. For myself personally, now that I'm dating again, mm-hmm. I find it that some men feel a little intimidated by me, which I find like I'm just a normal person, like, you know, and they just feel that. In fact, one of my friend's husbands said, well, you know, you're going to have a hard time because they have to fill big shoes. And I'm like, well, the shoes really aren't that big. I like good people. I like someone who's going to adore me. I want to be with someone who works hard and we compliment one another. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not that person that's saying, oh, you got to have a, you know, a million-dollar contract or anything like that. I'm simplistic. I'm a family person. I love spending time with my family. And I just find that some men are just a little intimidated. I have girlfriends who that has been a problem in their marriages when both of them are professionals and the man wants to have children and she wants to work on her career and she's waiting and waiting and waiting to start a family and he's ready to start a family. But
that's a communication problem in that marriage for sure. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go to Michael. Michael, is this you calling from Charlotte?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I was wondering what happened to the rev.
Okay.
I don't agree with everything we're saying, but uh-huh. There's some valid points, and I kind of feel like you guys hung up on them. Was that true?
Yeah, when you call a woman Satan and you make those kind of incendiary comments, you don't belong on this radio program. But the conversation about educated women being marriage material, making good wives, making good mothers, that's still a relevant conversation, Michael. What do you want to offer on that point?
No, I understand that, and I totally agree with that perspective, but to hang up on a man, it kind of validates what he was saying when you say, you know, some educated women can be kind of mean-spirited, evil, and they need a beta male.
Not really, Michael, because it was our boss who happens to be a man who said, shut the conversation. Thank you so much for calling in from Charlotte. We appreciate your point of view. All right, let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I think we have Kavira. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, are you calling in from Tampa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what do you want to say?
I wanted to really point out, so I am of African descent, continental African descent, and a lot of people would think that my upbringing was very traditional, which it was. My father and my mother, my father is college educated, my mother is not. However, when you talk about the core of a person, mm-hmm. that's really what I feel like the conversation should be. In a lot of African countries, the woman, there's a lot on the woman, and just like in America, in terms of not just raising the kids, but also partially being a provider.
Right.
And when the women are not the provider, they have to withstand a lot, potentially have to withstand abuse, neglect, and they don't have as many rights. So it benefits a woman to actually go and get her education and be able to provide for her children and herself. So that way, any of the stereotypes or any of the patriarchal issues that may come up, she's protected from. So I would like to put that in context in terms of everybody that's listening. You know, you have to look at where you're coming from and
right.
the things that you have been, that you have received in your psyche that allows you to create the type of man or woman that you're going to be in your marriage. And when I do hear the comments like what that gentleman said, it does speak to an inferiority complex
yeah.
or somebody that's been hurt
yes.
By someone that they viewed as an educated woman, because we're in 2019.
2020. It's 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
We have moved on in a new decade. Uh-huh.
For a woman to sit back and not receive an education is her choice.
Kavira,
there's so much information that there's no other option.
You had a lot to say there that was well said. Thank you so very much. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You
listening in and calling the program tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. For those of you who did not hear the comment coming from the Christian radio host, Jesse Lee Peterson, I want to play another bit of what he had to say right now about women not being good educated women not being good moms and wives. Are we ready? Okay, let's
She's
do it.
She's trying to be like a man. Want to be seen by the world as a worker. She's such a working woman. Women, God has given you the gift to be the assistant of the man, to watch over his children, to make sure things are well at home, to be there when the kids come home, to cook, clean, provide in that way. There's no greater job for a woman than that.
Now, those comments right there, I don't disagree. I think, you know, we as women, as mothers, we provide that stability that Charisse was talking about that she wanted to have. And I am happy to cook for my kids and to make the home a home. And so is my husband. I will add to that. In my 18-year marriage that is still going strong, we both make it work together. 202-319-7810. That's the number to call. 202-319-7810. I have Mariel, I think. Mariel, is that how you say your name?
Yes, that's it.
Well, from Washington, D.C. You say you have a different way to look at all of this. What is that?
I do. There are a lot of variables to all of this. First of all, just listening, because I heard him from the very beginning when he talked about beta and he talked about men, women being of Satan, and I heard the comments. And when he said something about women who are educated,
mm-hmm.
and even though he may have a talk show, even the gentleman that just called in and said, "Did you hang up?" His diction and I'm speaking, and I'm not trying to be rude, but his diction was not even very clear, and I'm just curious how educated he is. And I'm referring to the talk show host from a Christian radio station, because he did not pronounce all of his words with any put any endings. And when you've majored in English, and I'm not talking about just people who say that.
Well, let me just ask you this, Mariel. Like,
but his diction was not good.
Yeah. Mariel.
Yes.
What do you want to say about what he actually had to say? His comments that educated women do not make good wives, do not make good mothers. What are your thoughts on that part?
The main reason that I called in is because there is a Christian pastor, Dr. Tony Evans, who at one point about 20 years ago talked about how men had given their everything over to women and let women lead. And Dr. Tony Evans was talking about how some of the same things that he was saying, but he was saying that men gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Men gave it to women, and women became the domineering leader of the family for various reasons. He even took it back to slavery and how things happened when blacks were enslaved. But also you have to The reason I said so many
okay, I'm going to have to cut you off, but I thank you for your points of view there. Thank you so much, Mariel. We have to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back and continue this conversation. Welcome back, everyone. I have my guests here, Dr. Michelle Day and Sharice Jackson-Jordan, to talk about this interesting point of view and this conversation tonight about whether educated women make good wives and good moms. And we do have a caller on the line, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me bring in Vince, calling in from Maryland. What do you want to say?
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
I want to thank the ladies for speaking up and speaking out. I have two daughters, and I tell my daughters to make your way yourself. Don't depend on no man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? To be very independent, and these knuckleheads are coming off so arrogant. So,
well, let me ask you this, Vince. Does that set your daughters up to be difficult to date, to be difficult wives, when you say don't depend on a man, when you're teaching that lesson?
No, it doesn't set them up to be difficult, because one is married and they both went to the same college. The thing is, you know, you cannot have someone having a financial control by themselves. Sometimes it takes two. And if someone decides to get up and just leave, at least you have the education, experience, and background to carry on yourself.
Got it. Thank you so much, Vince, for calling in from Maryland. We appreciate your thoughts here. What do you want to say, Dr. Day, Sharice, about what we've been hearing tonight from some of these callers here?
The education does not mean that it doesn't make anyone better than anybody else. It's just a tool with which to survive in the world. So the pastor's assertion that the education makes us bad partners is totally without merit. It's the core of the person, as Sharice was saying previously. I mean, I can be educated and not a nice person, or I can be educated and a good person. And the education just adds to it, but it's not the main core of why I would make a good partner or not make a good partner.
One of the quotes from Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, the man who's kind of sparked this conversation tonight, is a good Christian man is intimidated by educated women. That's what he said. That's what he said, Sharice.
I think he's intimidated, and I also believe he's been hurt before by someone. And this day and age, just like the previous caller who's raising his two daughters, guys today want women who are really doing things. They really aren't looking for someone to take care of. And as a young lady growing up, I mean, if you don't go to college, you're setting yourself up for failure. And that's just the truth. And if he's living under some rock, I'm sorry, but I just believe he's been hurt, and we're going to pray for the Reverend.
Yeah, and he was on his radio program. He lashed out at a particular congressman who announced his retirement. The congressman, Sean Duffy, wants to leave his post here in Washington. His wife is expecting their ninth child. The baby is going to have some medical challenges at birth, and his wife is a working mom. I mean, mm-hmm. they have eight kids already. She's going to have the ninth. She's still going to be working, mm-hmm. but also he will be in the home raising the children with her. That is what we do exactly. in 2020. That's yes. kind of a normal 2020 model, which, and nothing against stay-at-home moms. There's a family dynamic and setup that works for everyone.
Exactly. I mean, as a stay-at-home mom, my mindset has always been, if something happens to my husband, I have to be ready to take over, take care of him.
And you raised a daughter. Mm-hmm. What was the mindset? You heard Vince say he raised his daughters, to be able to be self-sufficient and not necessarily have to depend on a man. What was the mantra you told your baby?
Well, my daughter, she's been here before, so I didn't have to tell her much. She's telling me things. She tells me things. But her peers, it's amazing. Like, my daughter's at Spelman, and just going to Spelman College, visiting the campus and talking to these young women, I'm like, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And the language that they speak is totally different than the language I spoke when I was their age. I mean, their ambitions are, off the charts. It's incredible. There's no way you can go and tell those ladies, you guys need to just drop out and find you a man and be subservient and take care of your children and stay home.
What I wasn't able to share with the Reverend during the conversation earlier, Charisse and Dr. Day, is I'm raising my two daughters. They are in middle school and high school. Lord Jesus, help me. And I'm raising them to go after their education. And also, when it's time for you to get married, if you want to stay
Absolutely.
At home and raise your babies and nurture them in the way in which you want, that's fine, too. I was able to do that for them. And still have my career to come back to go back into the workforce. So I don't think we need to shun one thing or one way. And I don't think that my being an educated woman made me less of a mother and less of a wife to my husband of 18 years. He's not complaining. He still comes home. So I think both scenarios can coexist. We need what should we be telling our young daughters and our young men? That's what I want to talk about now. Charisse, you have a son. So I asked you about your daughter. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about your son.
I do try to instill in my son's young mind that he should be a provider. I really do. I think that there's a level of being able, as a man, to take care of your home. And so every little thing that comes along with being in a relationship, I make sure he opens doors, you take care of everything. So he already has that mindset of taking care of, but that doesn't mean I want you to just marry someone that doesn't have any ambition. I want you also to look for someone who complements who you are. And that's a lesson for him, don't bring anything home.
Right. And Dr. Day, you have a son too. You have a 17-year-old that you're raising. What do you say, and how are you raising him to believe or to look at women?
I think he sees that women can do pretty much anything. I'm raising him to be a kind person, and with the opening of the doors and the niceties that men should treat and value their women. I'm also teaching him how to respect women and respect women as partners and
what
as equal partners.
What do you see already in his young mind, his viewpoint on women and education?
point.
I mean, you're a chief radiologist at two hospitals, so I'm thinking I know the answer to this.
Well, it's interesting. So it was. So this is just as an aside. A couple of years ago, my mom was in the hospital, in a local hospital, and we were there, and someone comes in the room, and he's like, yeah, you know, my mom's a nurse, which is fine, but and he knew, and I kept telling him, but it didn't cement like a couple of years ago. I think now that he's gotten older and he's about to go to college, he finally understands the level of education that I have. But he just respects me and respects the work. But again, I don't make it the center of what he should find in a woman. Like, you should still find someone who is kind and decent and has a moral standing and is intelligent. So my being educated, I hope it doesn't frame necessarily the totality of the young lady that he will finally end up with. But I think it's going to be a core part of his future partner.
Well, we have heard again from the Christian radio host, Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm just going to read his tweet here about us. Three cowardly black females on WHUR and Sirius XM couldn't handle the truth from one black man and hung up on me. If you see host Molette Green, Charisse Jordan, Dr. Michelle Day, ask these insecure black females why they tucked tail and ran from Jesse Lee Peterson. Final thoughts as we wrap things up, ladies. Dr. Day, Charisse, what do you want to say to sum up this conversation? What are you thinking?
It's 2020. You can have it all. You can have it all at different times, and you might need to outsource some things, but I think you get to make a choice as to what you want your life to be. You can be educated and you can stay at home. You can actually do both. They're not mutually exclusive. And it's an exciting time for these young ladies that are up and coming to determine what their path will be. And I would just say, choose your partner wisely.
Choose wisely.
Live to be happy. You know, you have to be happy. When choosing a mate, make sure that, like I said earlier, that they have to complement who you are. Your beliefs, whether they're your spiritual beliefs, your educational ambitions, or whatever. You just need someone. You know, I used to hate the saying of being evenly yoked, but you need to be evenly yoked. Because if you're not, it's just not going to work.
Ladies, I want to thank you for joining us on the program this evening. Thank you for weathering through the technical difficulties we had earlier. And I might say I'm very proud of WHUR, Howard University Radio. This is a station that supports men, women, children, families, educated or otherwise. I'm Malek Green, in for Harold Fisher tonight on The Daily Drum. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.